Welcome to Retire with Clarity.
My parents were very careful about their retirement, and then the market crashed and they lost more than half of what they had invested. There's got to be some kind of balance there.
Answering your questions that matter to you about your money.
I'm always thinking about a plan B when it comes to retirement.
And guiding you to and through retirement. Find more resources at retirewithclarity.com. It's time to get your questions answered with the husband and wife team of Nick and Connie Davis. Connect now at retirewithclarity.com.
Thanks so much for listening to the next installment of the Retire with Clarity podcast. I am Doug Harding, and alongside me is Nick and Connie Davis of Stonebridge Financial Group, hopefully answering all your questions about retirement. So we'll hit on a couple of different topics, maybe one, two topics on each one of these podcasts. So Nick and Connie, I've decided that we're going to be talking about the new retirement age. We've always heard the talk of, you know, hey, 40 is the new 30. And now in retirement, I'm hearing that 70 is the new 65 when it comes to the retirement age. So some people are, some experts are saying we should set our sights a little bit higher. So I guess there's got to be so many different reasons why they're saying this, because I recently heard somebody say this to me about eventually we're going to be living, somebody's going to be living to the age 150, and that person is alive today, which is crazy. I've never heard that. So that's one aspect you got to think about retiring. You got to plan for, you know, if you retire at 70, you're going to live another 70, 80 years. Is that going to be possible?
Yeah. I mean, when I talk to people, they really underestimate how long they're going to live. That is they really say, oh, I'm not going to live past, you know, 80s. I'm okay. Just plan till I'm 80 something. I'm okay. You know, we plan to 95 for at least one spouse, just so we'd rather be safe than sorry. People grossly underestimate how long they're going to live. And longevity is the new thing, right? I mean, it's the new big topic. I always tell people, Doug, there's one major question that I always am thinking about, and you should be thinking about this too, all the time, is what does that decision have to do with the longevity of the rest of my money? Meaning, whatever decision you're making, when you retire, Social Security, should you downsize your house, take an extra vacation, whatever it is, the question should be really, what does that decision do to the longevity of my other retirement money? Same thing with Roth conversions. You know, I'm thinking of converting to a Roth, or I'm thinking of contributing more to my 401k. What does all that do to the longevity of my money? And I mean, because man, I mean, we are living longer. So
it is true. We are all living longer, and I just celebrated a birthday. I don't know why I just threw that in there. But
she loves her birthday
because you wanted me to tell you happy off. Birthday. So happy
she got
birthday.
Ripped off because it was Mother's Day. It was Mother's Day weekend. So that you got that. So then it's her birthday right before that. And then it's our anniversary. So it's like a boom, boom, boom. So she gets,
but it's okay. That's why May is my favorite month ever.
Okay.
But what I was going to say is, you know, you can line up, say 10 individuals who are all 70 years old, right? And you're going to have some of those 10 that look like an old 70 and some of them that look like a young 70, right? And you ask yourself, what's the difference? What makes some people age faster than others? There's lots of reasons, but one that I want to bring up is learning to enjoy life. People tell Nick and I all the time when they see that we have kids, you know, oh, enjoy your kids because they're going to grow up before you know it. So enjoy the moments with them. Well, I've been learning to also just enjoy life. Slow down and enjoy life. Yeah. And I feel like when you would take those 10 70-year-olds and line them up, the ones that have learned to really slow down and enjoy life, I would say probably look like a younger 70-year-old.
I would agree with that, yeah.
You know, someone who is a friend of mine who was at my birthday party the other day was talking about blue zones. And Nick, I know you've talked about blue zones.
Yeah.
So tell our listeners a little bit about blue zones. I think it's
very
interesting.
I don't remember really a lot about them except that basically it's where people, there's a high amount of people who live beyond 100. And there's different parts of the world. So actually, we have a blue zone near us, which is Fort Worth, believe it or not.
Wow.
But I mean, if you look at a map, there's not a lot in the United States.
Which they're wanting to create more and more.
Right. But there's a lot in like in the mountainous areas of like South America somewhere. And there's, I mean, I can't remember where some of these are in like some Asian countries. So there's similarities, you know, like they garden, they work. consistently, but not too hard.
Yeah. Enjoyable.
One thing that they all have in common, though, is that they have friendships. A lot of them will take, like, they'll meet at the same time every day and hang out with their friends. I mean, that's a very common thing. There's actually one group of people that has a special wine they make. And it was like, some scientists are trying to figure out, like, what's in this wine? It's, you know, they all drink it, you know, like, what is it that makes all these people, there's so many people who live beyond 100. But yeah, slowing down, enjoying, that's my problem. You know, I work a lot.
Slowing down, and you said enjoying friends. It reminded me of when we did the interview with Reba McEntire, and she has that song, God and My Girlfriends. And I think I asked her a question, just the importance of having friends. And she was like, absolutely. Like, you have to have friends to enjoy doing things.
Well, I got
to
tell you, Connie is a walking blue zone, because she 5 years ago gathered a bunch of strange women together.
No, they're not strange.
They're strangers. Hey, and strangers, okay?
They all did not know
each other. And for 5 years, every single month, without missing a single month, they've had dinner together on a Monday in the month. Monday or Tuesday.
It doesn't matter the day. But
and so at her birthday party, guess who was all there?
It was all my dinner club friends.
All her friends. And these women didn't know each other, and now they're all good friends. And so she gathered them together consistently. And so if you want to live longer, you know, build up your friendships. And
learn to slow down, enjoy life.
Okay. Yeah. So what is the definition of a blue zone? You were talking about that. What is it? A location? Is it just?
Well, it is a location. So I'm totally speaking off the cuff here because
I just threw it on him.
Yeah. But it's a zone. It's an actual geographic area where the population has a unusually high amount of people that live a long time. And they've studied these people and said, well, what is it that they're doing? What's different about them than the rest of the world?
And they've learned to enjoy life, to slow down.
Slow down, de-stress.
Yeah.
They are working. Maybe they walk a lot. Maybe they're working, meaning they're gardening, you know? Yeah. So anyway, people are living longer. This is very interesting. You know, 1935, what was the average life expectancy of a guy?
Oh, gosh. I bet that was, 55 or 60?
What'd you say, Connie?
I said 50.
It was actually 61.
Wow.
And for a lady, it was 65. And so 1935 is significant because that's when Social Security was started. And that was the OASDI, Old Age Social Disability Insurance. So it was longevity insurance, basically. And so in 1984, they said, okay, prior to 1984, you could retire at 65 and we're going to give you your full benefit. But people are living longer, so now it's going to be age 66. And then they started moving that out now. So for like me, it's age 67, okay? And then probably for our children, it may be even longer, 68, 69. So, I mean, obviously, it's good that we're living longer, but it's kind of funny, you know, a guy list is 61, Social Security starts at 65.
Yeah.
Then you paid into it. Yeah. Yeah. I'm sure guys weren't happy about paying into something that they probably weren't. It's like saying that you're going to pay into Social Security your entire life and you can start collecting on it when you're 82. Yeah. Yeah. But so people are living longer. And, you know, so your question, Doug, was 70 is the new 65. People are living longer. Why, you know, does it make sense for the people to wait longer? There's two ways you can answer that. There's a mathematical way of answering it. And then there's this, the emotional, you know, and we're talking about the emotional side, really. It's, you know, the blue zones. If you work longer, if you enjoy your job, and I tell people a lot, maybe you could just reduce your stress at work. Maybe you can do something more enjoyable, decide to take less pay. And for a lot of people, just if they could reduce their workload and get like a phased retirement, they're very happy. Phased retirement.
We've had several families who have come in and their jobs are very, very stressful. And some of them have chosen to walk away from that job. And once they found that they could find something just like for part-time that was more enjoyable, even though it was a pay cut, they knew it was going to take a lot of stress off of them and life would be more enjoyable.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah.
You know, I was going to say that I had a job a couple years ago that was so stressful and I didn't have time to really do much of anything else. And finally a friend said to me, because I was stressed out all the time, he said, you know, if you, I was talking about maybe like having a heart attack or something like that. I mean, kind of joking. And he says, well, you know, if the company will go on, if something happens to you, they don't really care about you. They're going to keep going on. And it struck me like, You're absolutely right.
You're right.
And so I have got a different job, and my stress level is about 1/100 of what it was, and I feel so much better. I sleep so much better. My general health is a whole lot better, too.
Makes a big difference.
You ever notice when presidents, like, I remember when George Bush became president, it was like, man, a few years later, his hair was just white. I mean, his hair, it turns gray so fast. Same thing with President Obama. I remember seeing that. I don't know if President Trump can get white hair. He's got some pretty blonde.
It's too
pretty
orange.
Blonde hair. Yeah, yeah. you know, from a purely mathematical standpoint, I mean, it's a chronic problem is that people are underestimating, you know, what it takes to retire, even if you're a high income person. And actually, especially, you know, we work with a lot of high income people, a lot of high net worth families or higher net worth. And what we don't realize is that they're used to spending, say, $250,000 or $350,000 a year. They like that lifestyle and they don't realize, oh, I can't just have $1 million saved, you know, and maintain that kind of lifestyle. And so what happens is you can either get a better rate of return, right? Which it's pretty much impossible to outpace you don't want to try to beat the market. Okay. Or you can save more money, spend less money, or you can have started earlier, which we can't do, right? Because time keeps moving, or just wait a few more years. So when you expand that timeline, it really makes a huge difference because it shortens the life expectancy, you know, and you get to maybe spend a little more money when you are. As soon as you switch over from active income, meaning you're getting that paycheck, to passive income, that's when things really begin to change. So from a purely mathematical standpoint, there's a couple things to think about. Number one, Medicare, healthcare, right? So you get Medicare when you turn 65. So if you retire at 63, you're going to have to figure out, you know, how you're going to bridge that gap. You're going to have to pay for that. So a lot of people wait till at least 65 for that reason. And then, you know, on the side of Social Security, if you wait beyond 66 or your full retirement age, every year you get an extra 8%, like guaranteed by the U.S. government. So that's a huge incentive, right? But, you know, you could still, you don't have to work. You know, you could stop working and still kind of claim that if you want to. But just working also allows you to save money for those extra years. And so those are some really big reasons, you know, that we find that people definitely want to wait. And I guess that would just be the more mathematical side.
Why not work a couple more years, especially if you like what you're doing? And why not keep working and save more money? And then you can enjoy it that much more as you're actually in retire.
Yeah. Everybody I meet, I mean, if they like their job, they don't want to retire. I mean, they don't want to stop. They just want to reduce their workload and spend more. The one thing they do want is they want to spend more time doing more of the things that they want to do. And if they can negotiate a way to do that, then great. In fact, if a person doesn't like their job and they're stressed out, I mean, they just want to get completely away from it. Same thing. They're trying to reduce their stress. And so it could be a complete career change or it could just be a modification. Especially, you know, I tell people, if you can actually reduce your stress, you'll work longer and be happier. You know, it'd be better to take partial pay and work longer and enjoy yourself just from the emotional and the mathematical side, you know, maybe stretch it out to 70.
I guess the topic of this conversation has been kind of reduce your stress. Stress is the worst possible thing in the world for you.
Yeah.
I think that about sums it up. Good job.
Excellent.
And the only way we can reduce our stress is getting confidence in what our risk management plan is and what we're going to do when the market does its thing and make sure we have a clear distribution strategy and know that we're doing the best for ourselves that we can possibly do.
Take care of yourself, both financially and health-wise. And if you have any questions about your health or your finances, definitely send a message to Nick and Connie Davis at Stonebridge Financial Group. Just go scrolling to the bottom of this page, and there you go. Simple as that. If you have any questions about your retirement, also, you can click over and get that retirement toolkit. You can see where you stand in your retirement. Thank you very much, everybody, for listening to the next installment of the Retire with Clarity podcast. I'm Doug Harding, and that is Nick and Connie Davis from Stonebridge Financial Group.
Thanks for listening to Retire with Clarity with Nick and Connie Davis. Until the next podcast, you can connect and get your questions answered at retirewithclarity.com.
By contacting us, we'll review aspects of your retirement portfolio to include suggestions about how to best utilize stocks, bonds, life insurance, annuities, and other financial products, or if changing management styles is appropriate for your specific needs and objectives. Nicholas Davis is an investment advisor representative of Stonebridge Advisory Group, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Exposure to ideas and financial vehicles discussed should not be considered investment advice or recommendation to buy or sell any financial vehicle. Past performance is not a guarantee of future results. Investments can fluctuate and when redeemed may be worth more or less than when originally invested, nor endorsed by the Social Security Administration or any other government agency, and does not provide legal or tax advice. Please consult with your attorney, accountant, and or tax advisor for advice concerning your particular circumstances. Annuity guarantees rely solely on the financial strength and claims paying ability of the issuing insurance company. Insurance licensed in Texas, number 118-8639.